Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Well, Target is back in the news. A woman has now been videotaped by a peeping Tom in a Target dressing room. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the American Family Association is now reporting that the Woodlands, Texas Target, a woman has been sexually violated when a man freely entered the woman's dressing room and began videotaping her trying on bathing suits. Well, this is just another of many incidents that Target has opened the door to with regards to their peeping Toms. They have allowed the fictitious notion that a man can think and therefore be treated as a woman and vice versa, thus allowing men to have free access to the women's changing rooms. And you know what's happened. We've seen incident after incident, and we have some of these posted on our website, where men have used this policy to go in and videotape voyeur activity of women changing in these dressing rooms. Matt, this is just the epitome of insanity.
Dozens of instances. I was curious. I Googled Peeping Tom Target, and page after page after page comes up since the implementation of this radical LGBT policy. Here's the title. Man tried to film girl in Target dressing room in Palatine. That's Chicago. Peeping Tom caught in the act West Knoxville Target. That's Knoxville, Tennessee. Another one. Peeping Tom was recently caught taking pictures of women undressing at a Target, another Target in Tennessee. Here's Creepy Peepers. Target hit with wave of men snooping on teens. This is one in North Dakota. So all over the country, because of Target's policy, women and girls are being placed at risk, sexually harassed, sexually invaded, and it's only a matter of time until one of these results in a rape in a Target dressing room or a Target restroom. God forbid, but that's the kind of danger this radical LGBT policy places women under.
Well, Matt, I think if you go on our website, you'll see at least 50 of the incidences we've got on there. Many of them are Target. But my question is, you know, where were the employees? Where was the security when this woman was screaming for help?
Well, you know, these dressing rooms, they're not necessarily staffed by individuals. Sometimes, you know, they're not just there. Sometimes you can just walk in and you have these different facilities.
And when a man walked in, I'm like,
but even if you have the staff there, what's the staff going to do? They're going to tell a man, well, you can't walk in this one, because then they're going to get fired. Because
they're caught between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, the staff, no doubt, don't support this. I mean, what woman staff member would want to allow a man to go into the women's changing room? Nobody in their right mind would want them to do that. But if that woman staff member spoke up, well, then the staff member is going to be punished because Target has a policy, could lose her job.
Yeah, it says in this instance, after she screamed for help, two employees just stood by and allowed it to happen.
Yeah,
hello.
Well, it's insane, you know. And these companies that have gone into this LGBT agenda have hurt themselves economically. Target was already a problem in terms of its market share. But now it has lost millions and millions and millions of dollars after in 2016 they went the wrong way on this policy and proudly announced it. The CEO said it wasn't run by him, but the CEO ultimately can change it, and so far has not yet changed it. This CEO is Brian Cornell. He's the Target CEO. He has the ability to change it and bring back some sanity. The fact that he hasn't yet is beyond me, because Target has lost tons of money because of people boycotting Target.
But not just money. How many more people have to suffer? How many women have to go through this?
They've actually lost. A report in February said that from the time of the implementation of their transgender policy, they had lost $15 billion since, yes, $15 billion with a B, and they continue to plummet. So the market share is way down. They'll deny that it has anything to do with this crazy, politically correct, dangerous policy, but it's clearly has to do with it, as we see in the news time after time after time, all over every state in the union. Target stores are now breeding grounds for men pretending to be women, or just, you know, going in and taking advantage of the policy in order to get their jollies.
You know, it makes no sense that these corporations want to be so out front on this LGBT policy when it's such a minority of people in the country that would support this kind of policy. The majority of people that are your patrons won't support this policy. You know, even McDonald's, they've come out with the rainbow gay fries, where they have a rainbow color fries. You know, worldwide, McDonald's has been losing market share. I can tell you that there's a lot of people that will not ever patronize McDonald's again because of their radical agenda advocating the homosexual agenda during June as the so-called Pride Month. I'm thankful that President Trump has broke from the past 8 years of terrible policy, and he did not declare June as Pride Month. And certainly he has not, like Obama did, draped the White House in the rainbow flag.
I know. That was just disgusting. I'm sorry. You know, last year when that happened, he had to light up the White House like that. But it's just, it's crazy.
It was shameful.
Yeah, shameful.
It was shameful. It brought shame upon the White House.
Worldwide.
It brought shame upon the office of the presidency to celebrate sin like that. And you contrast that, you know, what a difference a year makes with President Trump. Instead, lighting up the White House in blue to celebrate and encourage support of our law enforcement officials around the country who the left has largely vilified and are under attack. So whereas we have one president celebrating dishonor and sin by lighting up the White House with a rainbow flag, we have another president honoring and celebrating the honor and noble sacrifices and service that our law enforcement officials engage in.
You know, I like to think the rainbow is God's promise. He's the original creator of the rainbow, and the way it's been distorted is so sad.
Well, and when they use that as a symbol of pride.
And of sin, yes.
To be proud of sexual immorality.
Exactly.
It reminds you of the book of Romans, because it talks about what happens when people abandon God. He gives you over to these evil desires, one of which includes same-sex activity, men lusting for men and women lusting for women. It also talks about people who are not participating, but people who are supporting. These are your people who are cheering on the LGBT agenda. It's nothing to cheer for. I mean, certainly we ought to respect everyone, no question, but to cheer and to support and to promote, whether it's a corporate policy, this insanity of changing your gender to allow men to think and therefore act and be treated like women and vice versa, to promote this whole LGBT agenda is absolute insanity.
Well, and the fact that they adopt pride in the pride flag. You know, Scripture says pride comes before the fall. And in Romans 1 talks about not only do people engage in these activities, but others celebrate and encourage them to engage in these activities and to have pride in sin. It's very biblical, but boy, it's not real smart.
You know, this is such a reminder that we do know Scripture and what Scripture talks about as far as homosexuality and the sin, because there are those out there that are trying to twist Scripture to justify that.
Speaking of twisting Scripture, Matthew Vines has a book called God and the Gay Christian, and he started an organization called the Reformation Project, and he's now gone to two churches, one in Atlanta and one right there in Orlando, the Northland Community Church, where Pastor Joel Hunter is the pastor. And the whole point of the events at these churches and the whole point of the Reformation Project is to twist Scripture. And that's what his agenda is, to twist Scripture, to suggest that there's nothing in the Scripture that speaks against the LGBT behavior. And yet there's lots of things in the Scripture that speak about human sexuality, including the Romans chapter I mentioned and many others, including Jesus and the Old Testament as well, from beginning to end, even in the book of Revelation, all the way to the very end, speaking about the proper role of human sexuality. And it is not with men and men and women with women, but that is the whole intent. Unfortunately, some pastors are falling into that trap of wanting to be, quote, relevant to the culture and at the same time willing to twist Scripture. It's time for us to continue to stand strong, to come against these bad policies like Target or others that are out there promoting this very destructive and harmful agenda. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Stand with us in your prayer as we continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life and the family. You can support us online by going to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.